Good morning, beautiful people. It's your girl Jay and your favorite person. I know you missed me. I miss you guys too. But as you know, with life happened, I have been choked up with work. Like, school has been very overwhelming. We resumed in January and they're trying to rush us up. Exams is next month. I feel almost clueless, but by the grace of God, we're gonna make it through. So forgive me guys if I've not been able to give you guys a podcast, because I've just been so overwhelmed with trying to meet up with the schoolwork. Most times when I get back home, all I want to do is just sleep. Like, I sleep as early as 6 a.m. yeah, that's how tired I am, because my classes are sometimes morning till 6, so it's very exhausting. And you know what I'm talking about. Anyways, how are you guys? How have you been? How is everything? What's up? Kilo te, kilo popping. What's up? What's the new gist? You know, I missed you guys so much, and I'm so glad to be able to have this minute to communicate with the people I love so much. You guys give me so much joy, and I just wanted to let you guys know that I didn't forget you guys. I didn't just go silent. I have been super busy, and I promise as soon as exam is done, we're gonna get down to a little back-to-back, you know, podcast coming in, flowing in. Your favorite girl. I have a lot of things planned. I had a lot of things planned out for the year for us, but school happened. So today, what are we going to be talking about? Today, we're going to be talking about ways to get you off those stressful days and not leading you into depression. You know, because I've noticed a lot of my young friends and guys, ladies, they become so overwhelmed with their work and start going into depression, alienation. They just want to stay on their own. They don't want to talk to anybody. I don't know who told them that helps. You know, they become a shadow of themselves. Some leads them to the wrong path. Some start drinking uncontrollably. Some do a lot of wrong things that don't add up. I don't know what's happening. How did we get here? I know you are human and you're allowed to feel a certain kind of emotion, but it should last but for a minute, because the minute you let it run longer than the normal time, you're just going to start destroying yourself, and it doesn't help. Like, you just sit down and start thinking of how your mates have gone far, everyone is doing so great. I won't lie to you, I used to be like that. Whenever I see my friends, my childhood friends who grew up together, secondary school mates, doing so well, I used to feel a certain kind of way. But I told myself, God, you know now, nobody say I don't get brain, nobody say I don't want work, nobody say I know they apply, nobody say I don't want try. I have been trying, I'm still trying. So it's not my fault that I'm not damaged goods. It's the society we live in. The hassle for getting a job these days is something else. It's political. It's a whole jamboree together, and it's not easy. So I'm trying my best, and when it's my time, it will be my time. That job will knock on my door without me stressing it. You understand? Because I listened to a preacher recently, and he said something. He said, why do people keep saying, I'm not supposed to be here? My mates are, I know where my mates don't day. I know, who told you that's the time God ticked for you? No, really, who told you that's the time God ticked for you? Just because you're of the same age with someone doesn't mean you guys are running the same race. Until you understand that, you always continue going back into depression. Yes, we're working in the same office. This person buy a car tomorrow, in buy a house next tomorrow, It doesn't mean you're not still on course with God. God has a better plan for you. He's taking you on a journey. You have to accept the fact that, Lord, help me go through my journey successfully and pass my test without grumbling and murmuring. and leading myself into a dark place where the devil will be able to take hold of your mind. Because when you're in that place, the Holy Spirit can't communicate with you because you're filled with sorrow, you're filled with sadness, you're filled with anger, self-pity, and it's not any characteristics of the Holy Spirit. He's full of love, joy, peace, kindness, you know, hope. And when you're depressed, he can't communicate with you because you block him out. And you miss the important part of your journey. Enjoy the process. It's never going to be super easy, but enjoy the process. Don't just, you know, start beating yourself up about another person's progress. Do you know the person's tomorrow? Do you know what God has in stock for you? Stop trying to run the race that your neighbor is running just because you were age mates or you people, or your younger brother or your younger sister start feeling that, they are all doing better than me. I know many successful people that will listen to their stories today. They started off not in the greatest of places, but they didn't give up. They kept trying, kept doing a lot of things till they came out successful and on top. Kentucky Chicken, he didn't become famous in his 20s. So many other of them, so many people out there, they didn't become successful in their 20s. Some were successful in their 20s. Some even in their teens, they became popular and successful. Some in their 50s, some in their 60s, because your time and my time is not the same. Even twins, identical twins, don't have the same journey. They don't have the same race. Until you understand that your journey is peculiar to you, you would stop comparing yourself with your mates, your so-called mates, your age group, your juniors, your seniors, or whoever. You would focus on your own journey and get there. Be happy for these people, genuinely. Genuinely be happy for the people who are where you think you're supposed to be. I think it helps when you're genuinely happy. And you just realize, my own is coming. Something bigger is coming. I'm working towards it. God is taking me there. You struggle so hard. Hey, this guy don't buy Benz. He said, go buy Benz. When God had a plan for you to buy Range Rover. You settle for less. And God is like, you know what? Go ahead. Prolong your own journey. So I think I just want to encourage everyone out there listening to my voice right now that you're not a failure just because you're not where you think you're supposed to be. You are not a condemned cornerstone or a forgotten cornerstone because you haven't made that door or anything. You have a voice. Your voice is unique in its own way. You have God, the greatest of it all. He is greater than this world. He created this world. You have our Heavenly Father as your coach, as your life coach. Try focusing your energy more on your spiritual life and connecting with Him to guide you and make your journey smooth than focusing on what other people have and how they got it. Depression is the number one killer of a lot of great youths out there with great potentials. Depression has taken so many things from them. And I hope today and I pray for you today that every form of depression is leaving you today. Put on a smile. Call someone. Pray. Take up your Bible. Pray. Listen to song, praise. Go for a walk, take fresh air, clear your head. And trust me, in the end you would know how worth it was to focus on your own journey. Focus on your own pattern. And you will get there, and you get there successfully and triumphantly. And don't let anybody tell you that, oh, you made it late. That's a lie. To God, you just made it so early, you made it at the right time, because that's the time for you to blossom. So no matter what people tell you, even if it's at your 60s that you can't do something, you tell them no. Except God tells me I can't do it, I can do it. When you succeed, don't let people say, he made it in his late 60s. No. Tell them that is the right time for you to start. Because no one knows God's plan for the next person. Only you can know your plan with God. With prayer and deep communication, He will guide you and show you your path. So thank you guys. Do have a lovely, lovely, lovely week ahead. Enjoy the rest of your day, and feel free to send me a voice message just in case you want to add something to my podcast, and just in case you want to send a shout out. Whatever the case may be, I'm here for you guys, and I love you. Bye guys, see you next time on Jay's Talk.